joining me in the studio this morning. Yvette, hello.
Hi, how you going?
Not too bad. Thank you so much for your time this morning to come along and talk to us about your nephew, Thomas Snell, and something pretty special that's happening this weekend in his memory and in support of a foundation created in his name. Can you tell us a little bit about Thomas as just a young fella himself?
Sure. Thomas was my nephew, so, you know, he was just like any other kid in the Territory, loved being in the outdoors, loved his footy, loved his cricket, rugby, you name it. If, you know, he just wanted to be outdoors, but, you know, he was also just a really nice kid and, you know, he is just so sorely missed by many of us.
What are the details surrounding the loss of Thomas?
Thomas was representing the NT in rugby in Brisbane back in, well, July last year, and he travelled to Brisbane and he never came home. And, he played rugby the day before in Brisbane and had cold and flu symptoms just like the rest of the team. And they were all sort of being doled out, you know, Codrils or whatever. Thomas, suffered a bit more, I guess. And, you know, so he played rugby the day before, but the next day he was put on life support from sepsis.
And those people that are listening that don't know what sepsis is, what is it?
Sepsis is caused by any infection. So in Thomas's case, it was the flu combined with a bacterial staph infection, which is actually a very common way to die from sepsis is the flu. But it can happen from any infection. So urinary tract, surgery, anything that you would normally take antibiotics for, right, is where, you know, if it's not, if those bacteria take hold, can cause severe harm or death.
How old was Thomas when we lost him?
13.
We'll just let that age sink in for a little bit. Far too young to lose anybody at the age of 13. Cold and flu symptoms, infection, and he was gone how quickly?
He played rugby the day before and went to the GP actually the next day because he was so unwell. He had fever and vomiting, diarrhea overnight. He was actually sent home from the GP with gastro tablets, but 5 hours later, when his lips started to turn blue, he presented to Lady Salento and they immediately put him on life support. He wasn't expected to last the night, but he did, and he fought on for 20 days, but he was too far gone. Yeah.
Wow. But that just shows the beautiful strength that was in that boy.
Yeah, for sure.
So it's been about 16 months since the loss of Thomas, and in his memory, the family has created a foundation. Can you tell us about that?
Look, through our grief in being told about sepsis when it was too late, like he was on life support and you hear this word sepsis, you just think, this is not right. How can a young, healthy boy die of something, you know, so suddenly? And, what we discovered was that it wasn't only we just thought, you know, maybe it's really uncommon and, you know, you can kind of cope with that because you've never heard of it. But then you get told that more people die of sepsis than car accidents and breast cancer and suicide. And you think, well, why does no one know? Mm. And actually that awareness saves lives, because if you... Every hour that you delay treatment increases the death rate of around 8%. So, if Thomas had sought treatment earlier and got earlier antibiotics, earlier treatment, he could still be here.
And had we known, had he known, or the people that were with him known to say, could it be sepsis, to put that into the forefront of your GP's mind, who thought that this young fellow was suffering from a flu or diarrhea or something else, gastro?
Yeah, unfortunately, and particularly that cold and flu season, there was just so many cases of the flu that, they're not particularly looking for it, which is another thing as a foundation we want to try and address. But and we are, we're out there with the medical profession, and they're very supportive of what we're doing. But we need the public to know, because they are the ones where it's occurring. I mean, Thomas, it didn't occur in a hospital. He was sick on a rugby trip. So if the parents aren't aware, the families, you know, the public, then we don't really stand a chance.
No, we don't. So awareness is key. And together with the Southern Districts Football Club, the Crocs, this coming Sunday, there's something pretty special happening in his honour.
Yeah, there sure is. They've just been amazing, the club. You know, Thomas was their fairest and best players for under-14s in 2017, which was the year he passed. And there's just so many connections to the club. His cousins, my daughters, play for the Women's Premier League. He's got, you know, his little brother plays in the under-14s. All his schoolmates, girls and boys, they all play for the club. I mean, there's few that play for Palmerston, but, you know, we'll
we don't judge.
We won't judge, but, you know. And, you know, just even the, you know, the Premier League players, there's coaches that coach Thomas. So there's just such a strong connection and such a strong will to get out there. And you know, they all closely followed it when he was on life support.
Yeah.
You know, how can someone, you know, die of something like this? And so they are so supportive. So they've created an event where we've got specially designed Guernseys, so they'll be revealed on Thursday night. Both the men's and the women's will be wearing orange, which is our colour, awareness colour. So they're going to be pretty special. They also have like an Indigenous print on them, because sepsis affects Indigenous by about a 4 or 5-fold rate. So, you know, Indigenous footy's an Indigenous sport,
isn't it?
And you know, we just feel that matches really, really well. And yeah, so that's part of it. And we'll also be forming a human tea on the oval. So that'll be at 3:30, just before the men's game. And so the public are invited to come along and, you know, show their support for this story and to try and raise awareness as much as we can.
It is Tea for Thomas. It's in memory of Thomas Snell, who lost his battle with sepsis at just 13 years old. It's happening Sunday, the 2nd of December. So Sunday, this Sunday, with the support of the Southern Districts Football Club. The Crocs, absolutely beautiful. Orange is the colour. Should we wear orange?
We should wear orange, for sure. It's not that easy to find, funnily enough, but, you know, go to your tradie stores. With that's where you'll find a lot of orange. But, that for sure. And there is actually also an auction I'd like to mention, which will, all the funds will go back to the Tea for Thomas Foundation. That will be after the game, so anyone who's got, you know, a lot of bit of money in their wallet,
we'd appreciate
your support.
It's a beautiful event in the memory of a beautiful boy taken far too soon. So if you're wanting to head along, it is this coming Sunday. The women's game, 10 a.m. men's Premier League 4, 3:30 is the time that the human tea will be formed up in memory of Thomas. It's going to be a beautiful sight. And then if you want to stick around for the auction, every cent raised will go to that foundation in support of raising awareness of sepsis so that no other family has to suffer this unimaginable loss. Yvette, thank you so much for coming in with us this morning. We'll share those details. Best of luck with the event. We know it's going to be absolutely beautiful. And thank you for the work that you're doing in Thomas's honour, trying to find something positive out of such a terrible tragedy.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Our pleasure.